This is Ted Kennedy. The 20-year log jam on fair housing is finally broken. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, solid bipartisan work on civil rights has finally paid off. A compromise with broad support in Congress and the administration has broken a 20-year log jam on fair housing. Since 1968, the basic federal housing statute has been more loophole than law. Every year, millions of Americans suffer flagrant discrimination when they try to buy a home or rent an apartment. The problem is, the remedies under current law are a toothless tiger. They're cumbersome and archaic, and they've made fair housing an empty right. For 20 years, Al, you right-wingers unfairly filibustered every attempt to strengthen the law. Your anti-civil rights kamikaze brigade even tried one last stand in the Senate against the bill. But it turned out your troops had no stomach for that foolish fight, and the filibuster collapsed. Welcome to civil rights, Al. You've come a long way, baby, but it's good to have you aboard.
I was aboard before the ship left the dock. We have a new fair housing law in this country because some thoughtful Republicans and Democrats worked together, Ted. We needed to put some teeth into the existing law. We did just that, protecting the rights of property owners and ensuring the rights of those on the search for a place to live. We can both acknowledge the amazing team effort that went into this one. President Reagan added his considerable weight and support. America's realtors helped us reach a workable compromise. It's the spirit of reason and compromise that must prevail whenever important civil rights laws are considered. In recent months, Republicans and Democrats have stood side by side to pass an extension of the voting rights law, the Grove City Bill, and now fair housing. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again next on the Michael Dukakis Furlough Program for Hardened Criminals. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.